Welcome to the Plan the Magic podcast, where we help you plan your trip to the happiest place on earth without a travel agent, with your host, Samantha DeCastro-Corcoran. And today, we're going to talk about what to expect if you're visiting the parks in August of 2024. I am not affiliated with Disney, the Walt Disney Company, or Disneyland Resort in any way. These podcasts are meant to be educational and support you on your planning journey, and are as accurate as possible on the date of publication. But things do change, so always double check, and we are not responsible for any discrepancies. Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Plan the Magic podcast. Today we are going to talk about everything you need to know if you're going to the park in August of 2024. Let's jump into it. All right, so August. I have only been in August one time, and it was at the end of August, so it wasn't too bad. It is definitely going to be the hottest month you're most likely going to find at the Disneyland Resort. The weather will typically sit around 30 degrees Celsius for a high. Lows are around 19, and we're not typically seeing any rain during the month of August. That's around like 80 degrees usually every day for you Fahrenheit people. Lows around 65. But it isn't as bad as, say, Florida, where the humidity goes straight through the roof and makes it feel way worse. Typically, the humidity is staying low, so while it can be hot, it's more of a dry heat, which I know being from Calgary all too well. So it's a little bit more manageable, and you'll find the evenings will cool off a little bit more so because of that. With this kind of weather, you are going to be looking to pack more of your shorts, capris, short rompers. I wouldn't advise any skirts or dresses unless you're going to put a pair of like shorts or thigh savers or something underneath, just with, being in a park and getting in and off of rides. There isn't a graceful way to get in and out of the Matterhorn bobsleds. So making sure you either are wearing something a little bit longer, or if you're doing a skirt or a dress, and making sure you also have a pair of shorts or something underneath can be super helpful. I really like more of like a yoga pant type of thing, so like the TNA shorts. I'll sometimes do like a denim short or something like that at this time of year. I also really like more of like a jogger capri type thing, so something that goes just below the knees. Because if you are like me and have thighs that touch each other, the chub rub can be real. So you want to make sure that you're not getting like rashes from all the walking you're doing. So actually having something that goes to or just below your knee can be super helpful for these really hot days. I also do like to layer something or have a layer option. So I'll start with like the base of a t-shirt, and then I'll bring a spirit jersey or something like that that's a little bit longer. You don't typically have to worry about a rain jacket, umbrella, or poncho. In this weather, you can bring a poncho or a rain jacket if you're trying not to get wet on something like, I'm gonna call it Splash Mountain, and I'll probably do that again, but Tiano's Bayou Adventure or Grizzly River Run, which are your two like wetter rides. A little side note for that, if you are gonna go on one of those water rides and you don't want your socks and shoes to get wet, you can bring a pair of shoes, like a little like cheap flip-flop in your bag. And then there are lockers at both of those. I'm assuming they're going to be putting lockers back into Tiana's, there were at Splash, that you can put all of your stuff in, and then you can change out your shoes. Though I would say that, like, with it being August and it being hot, you'll probably get away with the weather just, like, drying out socks and runners / sneakers relatively quickly. I don't like wearing just a basic flip-flop. My feet are way too delicate for that, so I'll bring them as an option for a wet ride. But when I'm walking around the parks, I'm typically in like a very good walking shoe, runner, sneaker type of thing. So let's talk about crowds. August is kind of a weird month. A lot of schools in the States are starting to go back mid-August, especially schools in the Los Angeles and Orange counties, which is, you know, up here in Canada, typically we all go back around, you know, later in August / beginning of September. So you will start to see like the kids and the families disperse a little bit about halfway through the month. However, the Magic Keys, which are the annual pass holders, the blockouts for the lower tier keys are going to start to lift through the second half of the month. So we'll get more of a push from the locals. So it can be a total roller coaster. It'll be, you know, you go one day and it's like super packed, and then you go the next day and there's nobody in the park. So it's kind of a hard one to guesstimate. And the crowd calendars have kind of been a mess ever since the parks opened up post-COVID with the new Magic Keys and all that stuff. Disneyland is more of a park where the annual passes play more of a role and there's much more of a local presence in the parks versus Disney World. So that's something to keep in mind. If you want to get real deep into it, you can kind of look at local things happening. Also taking a look at the Anaheim Convention Center calendar can give you a guess, because if you catch a, say, cheerleading competition like we did in 2023, there's going to be a whole whack of teenage girls rolling through the park when they're not participating in their competition across the way at the convention center. In regards to any like special events or ticket offers, Pixar Fest does end as of August 4th. So the food booths, the seasonal food for Pixar Fest, the parade at DCA and all of those things, and I'm assuming they're going to be taking down all the decor probably earlier than that, is all going to be officially at an end on August 4th. And then we get a little taste of pure Disneyland and pure California Adventure until August 23rd, when our Halloween season kicks off. For the month of August, you want to keep an eye on August 25th, 27th, and 29th, as those are Oogie Boogie nights. So what that means is DCA will actually close early to general ticketed people. They kick you out and you got to head over to Disneyland, or your day is over. Unless you have Oogie Boogie tickets, then you can stay in DCA. So this affects people. If you're in California Adventure, your day will be cut short if you don't have Oogie Boogie tickets. And if you're over in Disneyland thinking it's not going to affect you, it will, in regards to the fact that everybody that's getting kicked out of DCA typically will just walk across the Esplanade and head over to Disneyland. So it's not a huge, huge thing, just kind of something to keep in mind. Another thing to keep in mind for this August is it is a D23 year. So what that means is we're having the big Disney nerd convention August 9th to 11th. And it's at the Anaheim Convention. It's like right across the street. So all of these people come in for D23. And when they're not at D23, a lot of them will be in the parks. So that's probably going to be a busier few days as well. Now we're going to jump into the refurb calendar. So things are a little weird this summer with the amount of closures we're experiencing. So Splash Mountain is permanently closed as we know it. It is in the middle of its refurb, becoming Tiana's Bayou Adventure. The Disney World version of that just opened last month. So we were a few months behind them. So they're anticipating a late 2024 open for that. Whether that's fall or winter, we don't know. Some rumblings are kind of like September, maybe October for that. So Splash Mountain has been closed pretty much the entire year. Recently, in the last few weeks, they've also closed the entirety of Critter Country. So that includes the many adventures of Winnie the Pooh, the Briar Patch, and Pooh Corner, as they're transitioning more of Critter Country to fit in more with Tiana's Bayou Adventure. The Winnie the Pooh ride and part of Pooh Corner are still going to exist. They're just completely closing them and refurbing like the Briar Patch and half of Pooh Corner into the Princess and the Frog themed stuff. Hungry Bear is part of that. Since they're kind of redoing everything, they closed it down for some kitchen refurbs, which started on July 8th. That also includes the fruit cart in that area as well. So that whole land is basically closed. Also, Haunted Mansion is closed. It closed in January for a massive queue refurb, as well as some ADA compliancy stuff they had to get done. There is rumblings that it might actually open sooner, just with some of the other closures we're seeing this month. But they have said that it will be open for the Halloween season, as the holiday layover, the Nightmare Before Christmas layover, as virtual queue only, starting at the end of August. So if you're going early in August, you might catch it being opened early. If they announce that, of course, if you follow me on Instagram, anytime there's that kind of stuff, I post it on there. But for sure, according to Disney, it should be open for the Halloween season. However, Haunted Mansion Holiday will strictly be virtual queue. So you will need to know how to work your virtual queues in your Disneyland app if you want to ride Haunted Mansion Holiday. As of right now, Space Mountain is going down on August 5th. We don't have an opening date as of right now. Disneyland monorail is also going down this month as of August 12th. Again, no opening date right now. The Disneyland Railroad's going down August 5th. Again, no opening for that either. The rumor with the Disneyland Railroad is that they're going to be starting to do these big projects where they're starting to replace part of the tracks. I heard this from Dave at Fresh Baked. So he was saying that what he heard is they're going to be doing these massive 3-month-long sections where they pull the old track and put the new track in. And because the railroad is literally just a circle track of the park, they can't have it partially open. Whenever they do any big refurbs, they have to shut the whole thing down. Hopefully the monorail isn't going to be down for too long either. This is knocking out a lot of the cool transportation stuff that I really like to do and is a good like break in the middle of your day. With Space Mountain going down August 5th, that's why some people think that Haunted Mansion might be coming online a little earlier than expected, because this is a lot of closures all at once. We've got a decent chunk of the park that's under refurb at this point. Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln is also closed. We're not entirely sure when that's going to be reopening. And along with the entirety of the Critter Country being closed, the Explorer canoes are also shut. What that means with Critter Country being closed, the bridge that you can take from New Orleans Square in Critter Country towards Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is completely closed. So essentially the park is dead-ending right before Haunted Mansion, and actually right at Harbor Galley, so you can't go past that anymore. So if you want to get to Galaxy's Edge, you're going to have to go through the Frontierland / Fantasyland entrances on that side, which is going to make, I don't recommend rope dropping Rise, but if you do, it's going to make the competition even tighter, because now there's an entire entrance that's been shut and it's the entrance that's closest to Rise. So keep that in mind for your rope drop plans as well. Over in DCA, it's looking better. Redwood Creek Challenge is still closed, but it's looking like it's going to be open by the end of July. So if you're heading over in August, you should be able to see what they did there. Chances are it's not going to look any different. The suspicion is that they have just been doing some more permanent setups for the Oogie Boogie Bash. They do Villains Grove in Redwood Creek Challenge. Animation Academy, Anna and Elsa's Royal Welcome, and Turtle Talk with Crush. So basically the entire Animation Academy building is going to be closed as of August 5th, assuming that that is also set up for Oogie Boogie, because that is where you actually meet Oogie Boogie for Oogie Boogie Bash. How many times can you say Oogie Boogie in a sentence? The Blue Sky Cellar is also no more, and it looks like, as of the most recent construction update I saw from Fresh Baked, looks like it's pretty much done, but it is going to be a DVC only, so Disney Vacation Club only. It looks like it's going to be a home center, so the everyday peoples like you and me won't most likely be able to access that anymore. In regards to Downtown Disney, as it stands right now, there's nothing technically closed right now. We just have a lot of stuff that's being built. So we have the Parkside Place Market that's being constructed. Din Tai Fung is now open. Trader Joe's, that's the grocery store. Tortilla Joe's is permanently closed. The suspicion is that that's going to be knocked down and built up into something else. The hotels are pretty much operating at normal for what we know. And as it stands right now, that's pretty much everything we've been looking for August for refurb. So as the summer month goes, it's actually a little surprising how much is closed. Typically, Disney would look at a less busy time of year to close this much of the park, but I think things just kind of like landed where they landed. Haunted Mansion, they kind of had to do when they did it, so they turned it into a bigger project, because if they got to pull a bunch of stuff out to put in an ADA elevator, might as well see if they can make it function and look better, right? And I get that. There is some rumors that they're doing some stuff inside Haunted Mansion, but there's been no confirmation of any of that, so we'll wait and see about that. Even though technically we won't be able to tell until the new year, when Haunted Mansion holiday goes away and the regular Haunted Mansion comes back. And then of course with, you know, Splash Mountain, we knew that was going to take at least 9 months probably. So that's not a surprise. It's a bit of a bummer that they've kind of closed the entirety of Critter Country and that whole section of the park is basically, you know, empty, dead space as they're working on it. But hopefully it'll be lovely. I don't know. I know if people are upset about Splash Mountain, but the stuff that I've been seeing from Disney World, it looks so cool. Just like updated technology. It's so colorful. So I'm interested. I love how the mountain looks with all of the green and the flowers on it and the more swampy like trees and look to it. Splash Mountain was cool, but it was very orange and brown. So I'm actually really into the greenery and the foliage of the new Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So you will be missing out on some things if you're going in August, but that is always a risk with Disney. It's never 100% working. They've got to do this work at some point. So they do cycle through things. You will probably notice some, you know, scaffolding and scrim up along Main Street as they're painting different things. Things go down without notice. The Matterhorn is really good for that. You never know if that thing's going to be working properly. So that's why I will say, like, have your list of things that you really, really want to do, but don't try not to be disappointed if something is closed while you're there. Like, the first time I took my husband, I was bummed that Indiana Jones was closed, but because they were doing a massive refurb, but it was just something that we got to do this time, and he really enjoyed it. And there's always stuff to do. Everything to do there is amazing. August is hot, so it's good to, you know, take breaks anyway during the middle of the day, or, you know, go do Grizzly River Run and then go back to your hotel room soaking wet and take a break in the middle of your day, that kind of stuff. And just enjoy what's there. It's magical regardless. There's always going to be some level of construction, so don't be disappointed if you, when you come up against refurb stuff and that sort of thing. And just, you know, enjoy what you've got. There's still a lot of cool stuff to do. There's still a lot of rides. We're just in the middle of one of those seasons where we're doing a lot of construction. So that is August for Disneyland Resort. If you have any questions about traveling in August, you can go ahead and send me a message over on Instagram, and I will do my best to answer it either directly or maybe even turn it into a story or a reel and share it with other people. And if you are going in August, I'm super jealous. I want to know everything. Have a magical, magical trip, and I will see you in the next episode. If you love the magic of this podcast, it would mean the world if you liked, subscribed, and left a review on whichever platform you're listening on. It helps the podcast reach other Disneyland lovers like you and me. For more, follow me on Instagram at plan.the.magic.dl, and we'll see you next week.